Drive through Ironton, Missouri, and you'll find a campus of buildings that dates to the days prior to the Civil War. Why they are here and what they became is quite a story, and it's this edition of the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Catherine Rouse owns a very historic building in Ironton, Missouri.
In 1847, a Methodist minister by the name of Jerome C. Berryman, him and his brother actually founded the school and started a Methodist college here. And then during the Civil War, ended up being utilized as a Civil War hospital.
After serving as a Civil War hospital, it was eventually purchased by the Ursuline Order of Nuns in 1877. It was the Ursuline Academy, an all-girls school for nearly 100 years, until the last class in 1971. And then, the buildings mostly sat vacant, giant empty buildings, a relic of a century ago.
So it's a sprawling 20-acre campus. There's a total of 8 buildings. They're all huge in size. There's a full-size theater, which seats 200 people. There's an administration building that's 3 stories.
Plus a chapel, gymnasium, cafeteria, and priest's home. Buildings that served the nuns for about a century.
It was in total disrepair, I guess you could say. It hadn't been lived in for years, and there was actually only one working bathroom out of 47. And there was only running water in 6 of the 8 buildings.
And then Catherine's mom entered the picture, way before there was ever a connection to this place.
My mom, her whole entire life, dreamed of old buildings. And when she was a little girl, she would construct little buildings out of the sand, and then she would put the little tree-lined driveways. And my mom told my dad, either make these dreams stop or help me find the buildings.
But how Catherine's family came here and what became of those buildings is quite a story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Arcadia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.